Bears Draft Central, brought to you by Miller Lite.
All right, guys. Productive day three. Drafted six players. Common trait with all these guys, I would say, is toughness and instincts. It's something we've emphasized, and it's something we drafted today for sure. College free agency is kind of wrapping up right now. It's kind of like the floor of Wall Street up there right now. If you go upstairs, it's busy. But the guys are doing a great job, and I know the scouts take a lot of pride in that. On another note, I'm sure you guys have heard we've agreed to terms with Brian Hoyer on a one-year deal as a quarterback, so we're fired up about that as well. A lot of starting experience with him, familiarity with Dow Loggins, and productive when he played last year, so we're happy to have him experienced quarterback in that role. Just to touch on a couple of the guys we drafted today, Nick Kwiatkowski, the inside linebacker. You know, we traded up to get him. We had a lot of conviction in him. It's a guy we liked. He's a three-year starter, a team captain, very instinctive, tough, hard-nosed player, plays downhill, very productive. So a guy that we valued, obviously, to go up and get him, and a guy that we're real excited to have. Deion Bush, the safety from Miami, good athlete, also a very physical player. Like the fact that he throws his body around, just plays with toughness, plays with instincts, and plays fast on the field. So another guy we were fired up to get. DeAndre Hall, Northern Iowa, extremely versatile player. Can play corner, can play safety. He has rare length for the position when you look at it, and I think that's important for that position as well. Also very tough and competitive when you watch him on tape. I like his versatility, corner, nickel, safety, really good ball skills, had six interceptions this year, so just a versatile player. In the fifth round, Jordan Howard from Indiana. Man, this guy is a downhill, physical, north-south runner. I just like the style and physicality that he plays with as well. I think he complements our other backs. Very good. Type of running back that can just wear down the defense. Just a real physical nature. Sixth round, DeAndre Houston Carson, William & Mary. Another versatile player. He can play corner. He can play safety. We see him as a safety right now. Very physical player, hits with explosiveness. Very good special teams player as well. This is a guy Jeff Rogers was fired up about. Blocked nine kicks in his career. So a guy we're excited to have that can help in a lot in that area. And then in the seventh round, Daniel Braverman. This is a guy our scouts liked a lot. Real nifty, sudden slot receiver. Real instinctive in that area. Knows how to get open. Finds holes in zone. A productive player. And we're excited to get him. So it was a good day. Adding Brian Hoyer was a good get, and it's still going on right now. And so we're excited, and I'd be happy to take any questions.
Well, was that contingent, Brian, on you guys not drafting a quarterback? Is that why it happened after the draft, or was this going to go down no matter what?
You know, it had been in the works for a while, so it's probably going to go down no matter what. So, yeah.
What do you like about him?
You know, I just like the fact, like, his touchdown-interception ratio last year, Rich, was 19 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. So when he's played, you know, he's been productive, you know, and I like that Dal has been with him and has a lot of comfort with him. I've watched him play over the years, very intelligent player. I know he's got strong work ethic just because we got coaches that have been with him. So I just think he's a really good piece to add to the mix.
Is there a preference for more experience as a backup or have a more experienced backup behind Jay?
Yeah, no, I do like the idea of having an experienced backup there. You know, it's important for that position and just gives us security going forward. So, and again, I think it's key. Like we've talked about in free agency, I love it when we have familiarity with these guys from coaches. I just feel like it reduces some of the risk or some of the questions you may have. And Dal was passionate about this player, and then watching the tape, I was too. So I'm glad we got him in the mix.
Well, I'm intrigued to see how the board broke with quarterbacks today with so many guys still left when the day began.
Yeah, it was interesting to see how it fell out. You know, I mean, obviously we're taking best player available every time. So the way it worked out for us, you know, we didn't draft a quarterback. We would have if it would have lined up right for us. But I'm glad we got Hoyer.
Greg, how do you know or what tells you that Kwiatkowski, who's kind of been described as an old school throwback type player, will be as productive in the NFL as he was in college?
Yeah, good question. You know, I feel like John would come in my office throughout the season and go, hey, I want throwback players. And he definitely fits that mode. What I like most about him, I think the number one trait when you're looking for a linebacker is instincts, because you can't coach that, you know. And so he just reacts so quick, and he attacks downhill. So he's making tackles near the line of scrimmage. And I think instincts transfer to whatever level you're playing at. So that's what I like about him. It's funny, I talked to Kevin White about him today, just about, you know, as a teammate, and obviously he was fired up about it too. So we got two Mountaineers here, good to go.
Right, you obviously got six defensive players in this draft class. What was Vic's reaction up there to the guys who were able to get for him?
Yeah, he's, you know, Vic and Dow had been kind of lobbying in my office over like the last 2 weeks and dragging each other out of there, but it's just the way it worked out, man. It's just, we were taking best player available, and it just happened to be on the defensive side of the ball, and we're fired up about it, you know, and help on special teams as well.
What do you feel like you've gained in that six pack of guys on defense that'll really help you?
You know, it's just team speed, you know, physicality. All these guys are versatile, which I think is important in today's game. So
you talk so much about certain guys' traits and physical traits, things you can't coach, and your confidence in the coaching staff, obviously you've expressed it many times. How has that sort of served as a booster for you or changed maybe the way you pick guys, having the comfort knowing that you have a coaching staff that you believe in?
Yeah, I think when you take a player, you know, some of these guys, they're not finished products, you know, so you take a guy that's a little raw, but as scouts and as coaches, we see the physical traits. So, you know, we always say, you know, you can get him bigger and stronger, but you can't get him faster and more athletic. So when you see a guy that has the twitch and the speed and athleticism, and they're a little raw, it's great to have the coaching staff that we have, because there's just so much confidence when you put them in that room, they're going to flourish and get better. And as a scout and as an evaluator, that's awesome to see that. You know,
have you ever been in situations where that's not the case, where you don't feel like you can get the most out of a player, and is this situation, you know, special in that regard in any way?
You know, I'm just really high on our coaches here, you know, and I'm really, you know, so I'm really excited about adding players to this coaching staff.
Brian, how comfortable you were bringing in guys who your coaches have worked with before. Mm-hmm. What impression did Dow give you of where Poyer fits in the quarterback room, how he would interact with Jay, how he would handle being a backup?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, you know, we always ask ourselves, what kind of teammate are they? You know, are they unselfish? Are they for the better of the team? And, you know, Hoyer definitely fits all those qualities, you know, talking to Dow. And if, you know, that quarterback room is a tight-knit room. You're always conscious of who you're putting in there. And Hoyer is a really intelligent player. And, you know, those guys spend a lot of hours together. So you think about all the film they watch when they're studying the opponent. And it's nice to have a guy with that kind of experience and that kind of background to kind of pair with Jay as we're preparing for opponents.
Jay, he was prepared if you guys were going to draft the quarterback for him, but he wasn't getting any numbers. Did he talk to you as the draft approached, or have you heard from him since it's kind of coming up?
No, I've been kind of held up in one room, so I haven't talked to him. I know he knows we're at in you know, competition at a position, and Hoyer provides competition as well.
Ryan, as it turned out, how much of an advantage was it to have the full year of scouting where you knew what team you had, the coaching staff you had, as opposed to last year? How much, can you illustrate any examples?
Yeah, it was great. You know, it's just knowing your roster is huge, you know, and knowing all the personality types and knowing our evaluators and our coaches, and just and honestly for me, just year two into this, just being more comfortable in the draft room. And so as we're making trades and you're on the clock and you're going up or you're going back, it's just having confidence in the guys around you. It's really a team effort, and me being able to lean on those guys just put me at ease. And I thought this draft went really, really smooth, and I love the fact that we got the players we wanted. We were able to acquire more picks in the process, and acquire a lot of talent this year. So, yeah, being more familiar with the roster is huge, but surrounding me with a team of scouts and coaches that I'm really comfortable with made a big difference.
With Jordan Howard, was it important to get maybe a different dimension in your backfield as opposed to Jeremy? I mean, you mentioned he's kind of a powerful.
Yeah, we talked about it a lot, you know, with Dow and Stan Drayton, and just, you know, how these running backs complement each other. And Jordan Howard is that physical pounder, you know, and we just love that style of play from him. So it was good. You know, you kind of want to mix those guys together. And he brought a little bit of a different dimension that I think will fit very well into that room. And he's a highly productive player. And I think with these running backs, they better have good vision, and he has really good vision. And he runs really hard, and that's a pretty good combination.
Any disappointment that a tight end didn't draft his best player available, considering how, you know, with Martellus traded?
Yeah, you know, it was a pretty thin position this year, you know, the tight end, to be honest with you. And so, and that, when I talk about just being careful about not moving guys up too high based off, you know, off needs or whatnot, you know, we were conscious of that. Just the board didn't fall that way for us, but, you know, college free agency is going on now. We're we're going to be aggressive at the tight end position there, and there's still other avenues to upgrade the position if we feel necessary. But we like the guys we have as well. So
thanks, guys.
Almost all of your guys are four-year guys this year or senior, play through senior years. By design, you talked about wanting to see tape. All these guys give you more tape. Is there more of a sense of security or more evaluation?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, some of these guys are 3-4 year starters. I think it talks about the caliber of players that they are. A lot of these guys are team captains. We talk about that, but really, it's just individual tape and just hey, who are the best guys and just looking at the talent. But hey, the fact that these guys are multi-year starters and team captains, a lot of these guys, that was significant.